It's really a pleasure to welcome Scott Westerman, the head servant leader of the MSU Alumni Association. Scott, it's how many years has it been since you've come back?
This is my eighth year in the role, and it feels like the first. Things are going so quickly. I like to say that we're never on autopilot at the MSU Alumni Association. We really exist to create mutually beneficial relationships between the institution and our Spartan nation for a lifetime. And we like to say it's not a job, it's a lifestyle.
I measure things by bowl games, and my first introduction was actually one of your first days on the job was at the Alamo Bowl, I believe. And my first thought was, who is this guy? Now, 8 years later, I'm saying, who is this guy? And you brought the energy from day one, and it hasn't subsided.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, it's something that actually started for me the day I came to Michigan State University for the very first time. I was born in Ann Arbor and raised by two University of Michigan grads. I come from a family of teachers and preachers, which should tell you a lot about my joy for this work. And I had always assumed that I would stay at home, and I defined a campus by what I had grown up with. But the first day that I came here, I had a friend who was a fellow percussionist in Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, invited me to come up and spend a weekend at Wonders Hall. And within 60 minutes of being on the Michigan State University campus, I was on his phone, I was calling my parents, and I said, they have my program, and they have my love. And that's the way it's been ever since.
And you're still drumming.
I actually had an opportunity to sit in with the Spartan Brass, and that was a real highlight of my life. It proved to me one thing, and that's being a good percussionist is not like riding a bicycle. You have to keep it going. But I did get through it, and it was another reminder to me of how honored Colleen and I are to be one of the underwriters of the Spartan Marching Band. I know, President Simon, that's a big thing for you and Dr. Simon. And we ended up sponsoring the drum majors and twirlers. And so every year, Colleen says, it's like we have another four new children that have come into our family. And that's great fun. It reminds me of an important dimension of, I think, of the work that we do at the Alumni Association, and that is inspiring investment, right? I have a great story I like to tell about how people think about Michigan State University after they leave, and that is that I was in Florida, where I lived for many years, and I met the guy who was the president of our alumni club down there, and I said, so tell me about your Spartan experience. And he said something really profound. He said that Michigan State University's education opened the door to opportunity for me, but my Spartan friends and the Spartan connections I've had since have made my life. And that really struck me as a powerful affirmation of the work that we all do at Michigan State. Because beyond just what the Alumni Association does, every time, Mark, one of your teams goes on the road and our local clubs may organize some of the cheering section, that is an opportunity to talk about the amazing things that Michigan State does and to remind us of that lifelong connection that really defines who we are as individuals.
So the way we do those connections now has changed a bit. So you want to talk about that?
Well, the interesting thing is that it's not what it used to be. You know, one of the things that always troubled me about alumni relations as I was growing up was that it was almost something we shamed you into doing. You know, we called you and said, you need to join the Alumni Association and pay dues because of all the things the university's done for you. And I was always grateful in my many years as a telecommunications executive for the many things that had happened to me because of my Michigan State experience after graduation. So I was thinking there ought to be a way that we can talk more about the value add that continues throughout our Spartan lives. And that's been my mission since I got here, was to kind of transform the whole thought process of alumni relations into this mutually beneficial relationship, right? I mean, one of the biggest risks we've taken over the last couple of years, and I'm so grateful for your support on this, Dr. Simon, is the opportunity to eliminate dues. Right? Because the minute you talk about dues, it's a what's in it for me conversation. And I still get emails from people saying, why don't I get discounts to park in the blue lot at Detroit Metro Airport? And those are the people that are kind of stuck in this old mindset that it's a what's in it for me situation. But we all know that at Michigan State University, it's about a what's in it for us. You know, I love this billboard that I see when I drive into East Lansing that Heather Swain's communications and brand strategy team created, that says the four words that I think define us, and that is common good, uncommon will. amazingly powerful to me. And that is what we as Spartans always need to think about every day. And how can we as Spartans make the world a better place together? And that, I have to tell you, from being the president of the Big Ten Alumni Executive Council and being involved in the Council of Alumni Association Executives with 75 of my peers across the country, is something that other schools envy. It is not normal, and we should never, ever take it for granted.
I've had the opportunity to be part of 4 regional clubs, either personally or through my children. And the experiences in all 4 have been tremendous. And I think as you look at organizations like that, the disparity in age is something that many would jump on as a negative, and frankly is one of the greatest strengths that we have in our regional clubs. One of my children lives in Atlanta currently, and you would think the normal would be, okay, here's a 25-year-old kid who would want to hang around 25-year-old kids, which she does in this organization, but she's also hanging around Spartans that are unbelievable leaders in that community that can then become mentors, help her in her career, help her in her personal life. And those regional clubs have really been a source of strength, either for me personally in Pittsburgh and Denver, or my children in North Carolina and Atlanta.
Well, and that is a really, thank you for that, because that is a reflection of the amazing work that Lisa Parker and her engagement team have done. And those of us that have been around a long time understand the metamorphosis that the whole club philosophy has taken over the last 3 years. They really have become an extension of our work. One of the things I'm proudest of is that we have one of the smallest staffs in the Big Ten, but we do more than the biggest staffs do. This is a Michigan State thing, and I love it. It's part of that whole work ethic thing. But one of the things we determined was that we had to recruit these clubs to be a true extension of our work at the university. So part of the training that we give our alumni club leaders now, and part of the culture we try and inculcate into them, is to follow the broader Boulder by Design mission that President Simon and her team had put together. So they're thinking about the same things that we're thinking about at Michigan State, and that is creating a great student experience. They're the first people that many Spartans meet, right? We do over a dozen alumni welcome picnic events in the summertime, where freshmen and sophomores go back to tell these kids it's okay, where alumni say, you've made the right decision. They're part of that. They also drive the 500-plus alumni that come back every fall to be part of our Spartan Concierge program to help unload those minivans.
Right, moving days.
And that is so powerful, because if you remember in your own experience, when you're bringing even though you worked here, you do have a little bit of fear, right?
Right.
And to hear somebody who's lived in the same dorm, on the same floor, maybe even the same room as your child's going to be in, to say, look, it's going to be okay. I survived this. I turned out fine. And she will too. That's a very powerful thing. The other thing that it just has amazed me, and we saw an example of this recently, is our club's desire and ability to do good within the communities where they live. And we just had an unbelievable experience with our Houston's club with the Hurricane Harvey situation, where they, without much prompting from us, other than they called us and they said, we're thinking about doing this, how do you think we should execute, right? Mm-hmm. They spun up an information email where people could write if they needed specific help. They helped us vet local nonprofits so that we were sending our money to places which were actually going to do good in the community. And at their game watches, they figured out what people needed and asked people to bring specific goods to that game watch so they could distribute it to people who were in need. And the real magical moment for me happened a week later, because what we did when we knew that Irma was coming was we held a conference call. We brought the Houston leadership, Dave and Misty, to talk to these guys about what they were facing. And they described what they did, and they described the challenges and stuff. And at the end of that call, our South Florida leader said, you know, I was afraid about what might happen with this storm, but after hearing you guys, I know I can make it. And that's a choked up, tearful moment for me, because that is the ultimate example of Spartans helping Spartans.
So, but we've talked about clubs and people and space and place, but in an internet world, you came from telecom. You're doing a lot of what I would call virtual connections of Spartans as well that help to extend this network beyond simply a sense of place.
And that's a really interesting challenge, because one of the things you have to be careful about in social media is not to get drawn into the drama of the moment, right? So when we teach social media to everybody from students on campus to our alumni, we asked them to think about what is the ultimate message that they want to share, right? And it goes back to this feeling that I have of our Spartanness being a spiritual practice, right? I mean, we do this above and beyond the just desire for a transactional relationship with an institution to get a degree. We are all in this as Spartans to make the world a better place. And so if you think about that as your kind of, you know, grounding philosophy of your social media interaction, then the way that you can get messaging out and the way that you can respond to people who like to throw stones. Like I just got an email this morning from a guy in Ontario that asked a football question, wants to know why our football team isn't in a national championship race. And the kind of things that we gently do in those conversations is to reframe them into thinking about what that student-athlete experience means over the longer term. What are the things that we can do to make the world a better place, and to keep talking about those messages. And part of that is to amplify the key messaging that comes from our Michigan State U account, which is the one that CABS drives. And I maintain a list of over 260 MSU tweeters. You probably didn't know this, but there are over 260 people on campus that are associated with our university that tweet on a regular basis. I leave that going on the side of my laptop during the day, because occasionally Ron Hendrick or Chris Long or somebody like that will get out a wonderful zinger that just totally epitomizes what we stand for. And I not only want to make sure that I share it, but that we use our network to amplify that. So in essence, we become the people who can create the content and disseminate the content. And that's different from the old days when you had to depend on traditional media to get that done. We can all be producers.
Homecoming is coming up soon, and one of the great celebrations there is the Grand Awards that you host. But that whole weekend is really an opportunity for those that can come back to be part of this campus, to celebrate. What does homecoming weekend mean to you other than lack of sleep?
It is joyful lack of sleep, Mark, yes. Because it is the time when the greatest number of our closest friends are all together. And we get to celebrate them on so many levels. I love the Grand Awards opportunity. It's one of the things that I think first attracted me to want to be interested in the job, because it really does celebrate the diverse excellence that we have in our Spartan graduates of all ages, you know, from our philanthropists, Magic Johnson being one of them, Cookie and Magic this year, to our young alumni, to our honorary alumni. Our former auditor, Tom Luckock, is one of the guys we're honoring. And we do that because we believe that you don't necessarily have to have a degree from Michigan State to have made a difference at Michigan State. And that is just one dimension. You know, the homecoming parade, some people say parades are passe, but, you know, we'll have 30,000 people along that parade route.
It seems to get bigger and bigger every year.
Well, and they love it when they see you all in the cars. I can't put my finger on why that works, but they're always shouting joyful things to you. But most of all, I think it's an opportunity for these microcosms of people that have other things in common at Michigan State besides the great teachers they had or the location to come back together. I have a group of, they call themselves geezer cops, that are people at the upper echelons of the Secret Service and the CIA and the FBI from the days of the Kennedy detail that come back every year to celebrate the great education they got at Michigan State. And that's just one dimension. Our communication arts group, I have my little group is, we have, we call ourselves the Big Chill. There are 10 people who graduated in the mid-70s, have all done very well in telecom. The thing that we all realize is that our best friends in life have always turned out to be our Spartan friends. And that's what homecoming celebration is all about.
Jonathan Kirkland is another individual you're celebrating at the Grand Awards, who plays George Washington in the Chicago Hamilton production. And he is so excited to be back for that. I think he's going to come back for the Penn State football game as well. And, of course, he wants to attend the Duke game in Chicago. But I've talked to him many times, and his excitement for coming back for this event is just off the charts, very, very high.
Well, and this is an example of this, what I call 6 degrees of Spartan Nation. We used to play that game with Kevin Bacon, right? You say Kevin Bacon, and then there was, how do you make that connection? And if you look at every great thing that's happening right now in the world, whether it be that amazing musical Hamilton or the amazing things that are going on with the elimination of malaria in Africa that Terry Taylor's doing, every one of us can draw that 6-degree connection mm-hmm. to that Spartanness And it's a fun game that I love to play when I'm with clubs. Is we say, okay, give me something that's something good that's happening in the news right now. And inevitably, there's somebody in there that has some connection to some Spartan that has influenced that in some way.
Well, actually, along those lines, I met with an individual from India who is running one of the largest milk companies in India. And it was spawned out of a guy named Varghese, who came by happenstance to Michigan State to study dairy at a time when there was almost no milk in India. And somehow they were looking at students to study abroad at that time, they were looking for somebody in dairy, and he happened to sort of want to go away. And so he volunteered to come to study animal dairy science at Michigan State eons ago, and is considered one of the great individuals in India, because not only did he develop a milk business, but he used that as a way of dealing with health and social inequity and a whole range of things. And so this person who came last week was what part of that 6 degrees of separation. Now, in terms of trying to think about all the issues that go with driving human health in different kinds of ways.
Well, and that's one of the things that fascinates me, is I love to hear these Spartan stories, because there's so many that are just like that, President Simon, of individuals that came here, for example, because we had the best, largest collection of comic books in the world, and that young man is now the president of DC Entertainment. It made it possible for a woman director to create the biggest movie of the summer, Wonder Woman.
Right.
And I have a vivid memory, 2 years ago, sitting in a little restaurant on Sunset Boulevard with my good friend Craig Murray and Jeff Johns, who is the president of DC Entertainment, and he showed me this picture, and it was this picture of Gal Gadot in a Wonder Woman costume, and he says, "This is top secret. You can't share this with anybody, but I want you to see what the next superhero is going to look like." And the irony there was that we brought Jeff back to be the Grand Marshal of our homecoming parade when Spartan superheroes was the theme. And it just struck me that there are so many out there, and we know some of them. Some of them are household names, like this wonderful actor in Hamilton, but there are so many more that are people that may never be known, but in their own small way are contributing to the research that's going to happen at FRIB. I have a friend that I helped recruit to come to become a Lyman Brink student out of California, who has decided she's going to pursue her medical career here at Michigan State. I believe she's going to find the cure for cancer. And that's the other dimension of my job that I love, is this interaction with students. Our newest initiative that we're doing is an 8-year program to inculcate the Spartan values into students while they're here and during the first 4 years after graduation. Because the biggest challenge in our business is we all graduate, want to do other things. So we fall into this black hole. We don't even think about Michigan State until about 10 years out, when we realize that nothing could have happened for us without that education. We don't want to lose them, right? So what we focus on year one for freshmen is getting involved in the Spartan Global Day of Service, which we have thousands of people doing now, and which we partnered with ASMSU and the ASMSU leadership to lead under the alumni brand. Second year, it's gratitude, right? We invite them to send a letter of thanks to a donor that made their education possible. Think about the times you've received a personally handwritten letter from somebody. Those things still have power. Mm-hmm. So by the time they're seniors, it's going to be natural that they're going to be part of the senior class gift. So then when they get out into the real world, the first thing that happens that our clubs do so well is we have that welcome wagon that used to exist. When you move to Chicago, Sarah Cantwell is going to reach out to you and say, "Hey, let's go down to Starbucks. I want to hear about you. I want to help you acclimate to this new world." That doesn't happen at other universities. But then we bring them into the same plan there. Service day, year number two, write a thank you note to the professor that was most profound in your life. And then the neat thing that they came up with, all we did was create the environment where this could happen, is the 300 Club. We have young alumni who believe that no matter what your student debt, you can afford to give $300 a year to your institution that made it all possible. This is the kind of stuff that's continually rolling at the Alumni Association and keeps me excited about my work every day.
Well, normally I'm used to you leading the conversation. It's been enjoyable to listen to you on the conversation.
So we'll end this, because since you always like to interview folks, what's the question you wish we would have asked you that you could answer now?
Well, the question a lot of people are asking me these days is, after 8 years, what is there still left to do? right? Because we really have transformed the Alumni Association into one of the leading alumni relations operations in the country. I'm very proud of the way that our team has done that. And not just with our relations with the external customers, but we're considered a very strong partner internally as well. We're the largest producer of audio and video content. This program is being executive produced by a member of my team, Russ White. People ask me, what do you still have left to do? And for an ADD guy like me, there's a ton of things.
The answer is everything.
They just haven't occurred to me yet. And I know with a leader like President Simon, she's going to say, okay, so what are you going to do now? I love what you did then, but we're moving forward.
Yeah. As always, it's great to have you join us, Scott. You're doing an incredible job in connecting so many different parts of what Michigan State is all about.
Well, it's an honor. And I have to tell you guys that part of the reason that I stay, I came because of President Simon, but I stay because of Luana and Bob and people like you and the relationships on campus that I cherish so much. Thank you.
Thank you.